This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories. New York has a new mayor sworn in at midnight in a private ceremony in the Old City Hall subway station by State Attorney General Letitia James.
Raise your right hand. I. Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Zoran Kwame Mamdani.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
The Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
And the Charter of the City of New York.
Now, that was last night. Today, though, the public inauguration, which will stream live and have a block party vibe.
Happy New Year from City Hall, where the stage is set for the large ceremony inside the gates here. But outside this public block party that'll stretch for several blocks along the Canyon of Heroes, where tens of thousands are expected. It's the new chapter of New York City history led by 34-year-old Zoran Mamdani.
If this campaign has demonstrated anything, it is that our dreams can become reality.
During his inaugural address, Mamdani is expected to talk about restoring faith in city government and making it more affordable for all New Yorkers. The new city controller Mark Levine and public advocate Jumaane Williams will also be sworn in. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Mamdani will be sworn in by Senator Bernie Sanders. Opening remarks will be given by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. His honor making some appointments last night as soon as he was sworn in, announcing the expected choice of Kamar Samuels to lead the New York City school system. And in a major shift, the New York Times reports Mamdani says he will no longer seek to end mayoral control of the city schools. He says he believes the mayor needs to be held accountable for public school outcomes. Mamdani also announcing Mike Flynn will take over as the commissioner of the Department of Transportation. Flynn worked for years in senior leadership roles there. It was a celebratory night in Midtown, people marking the passage of time in Times Square for the New Year's Eve celebration.
People have come from all over the world to ring in the start of 2026 in Times Square. Alvin brought his whole family from Texas.
You know, we used to always watch it when it was at home and say, oh, we gotta go. My wife and I, we said we have to come.
And for Peyton, a trip to New York is what she's always dreamed of, which is why her parents bought her a ticket for her birthday.
Yes, it's a really good present.
But not everyone flies in to come to Times Square. Zina came from the Bronx and took the train down.
And it just feels awesome to see so many people from so many different backgrounds come together and just have a joint celebration.
2026 is here, which means those resolutions start now. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
The police presence, of course, heightened. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch promising more police than ever before. The night went off without any major issues, according to the NYPD. Meanwhile, two employees at a pool hall in Brentwood are under arrest. You're not going to believe why. Yeah, they were selling fireworks out of the back of the pool hall, according to Suffolk County Police, and advertising them on social media. Social media, yes. Cops arrested 42-year-old Yuri Viviana Mendoza-Sanguana and 44-year-old Giovanni Tragadora after they say they advertised the illegal fireworks online and then sold them out of the back of the pool hall. They were hit with charges of unlawfully selling fireworks. Cops confiscated tons of these fireworks, more than $14,000 in cash as well. Both suspects were issued desk appearance tickets. An early morning fire in Queens has left one person injured. FDNY says the blaze happened at about 12:40 this morning. Fire started on the roof of 10443 44th Avenue in Long Island City. One person with non-life-threatening injuries was taken to Harlem Hospital. It took fire officials about an hour to put the blaze out. They are still trying to figure out what caused that fire. Welcome to 2026. and a higher Con Ed bill. Not right away, though. The rate increases that were supposed to go into effect on January 1st haven't been officially approved by the Public Service Commission yet. So when they do go into effect, they will be retroactive to January 1st. So your bills for the first few months will have the old rates. But once they do go into effect, you're going to get a surcharge that will essentially make Con Ed whole, and it'll take us all the way back to January. The electric rates are going up 3.5%. Gas will rise 4.4%. There are subsequent increases as well in 2027 and 2028.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.